This week, Congress begins debating what, if anything, it can do about the economy. Republicans control both the House and the Senate now, and President Bush is expected to send lawmakers a package of tax cuts. In a moment, we'll hear from a new Republican chairman who may be steering those tax cuts through the Senate, and he does not expect it to be easy. But we start our coverage with NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne. Hi, Don.
Hi, Steve.
Give us an idea, if you can, what is likely to be in the president's economic stimulus package, if we can call it that.
What we're being told is that it will be somewhere in the range of $600 billion. It will accelerate many of those tax cuts that are being phased in already, tax provisions that were passed in 2001. But it will also include some new tax cuts for businesses, reductions in taxes on corporate dividends, and also we're now being told some aid to states to help individual state budgets out. And again, according to the White House, it's all aimed at stimulating the economy and trying to get things going and create some jobs.
Now, the last time that President Bush pushed for tax cuts in 2001, he was accused of supporting tax cuts that mainly benefited the rich. He seems sensitive to the possibility of that kind of criticism again, and he talked about it on Thursday.
You know, I understand the politics of economic stimulus, that some would like to turn this into class warfare. That's not how I think. I think about the overall economy and how best to help those folks who are looking for work.
At the same time, Don, you do have to point out that one part of this plan may be a tax cut on stock dividends. And although millions of Americans do own stocks, most of the dividend income goes to people, we're told, that make over $100,000 a year.
Indeed. The White House says this helps everybody by raising the value of stocks and helping corporations create jobs. But Democrats, again, who will offer their own counterproposal this week, they say the better way would be specifically targeting tax cuts to put money right now, short term, in the pockets of middle-income Americans.
Well, let's take a listen to what Senate Minority Leader now, not Majority Leader, the Democratic leader in the Senate, Tom Daschle, had to say about Democratic plans this weekend.
Democrats know the key to restarting economic growth: tax relief for middle-class families, business incentives to create new jobs, and investment in human talent. Unfortunately, recent reports suggest that the president's first proposal this new year will do none of those things. The plan the president is considering would go almost exclusively to the wealthiest Americans. Anyone who makes more than $1 million a year would get a tax break of $24,000. People making between $40,000 and $50,000 a year would get $76.
Not shying away from that class warfare argument, certainly.
No, and these are the same arguments that we heard 2 years ago, except with the 2004 election, now the next big election on the calendar. You have Democrats like Daschle, who may be running for president, and others in the Congress who could be more ready to stand up to the president than they were last time.
Let me ask you this, Don. Is there anything in the Republican plan, in the president's plan, I should say, that Democrats are likely to approve of? Anything that they could like?
There will certainly be elements that some Democrats will support. Remember, the Senate is very narrowly controlled by Republicans. But to get the votes, the White House will need a few Democrats to come along. And the White House feels like they'll be able to get that.
And maybe the largest and hardest question here, Don, is how much really can the government do to affect the economy at this shaky point? They're going to try to make headlines. They're going to try to do different things. But you have to wonder if they can do something that really affects my job, my life, my salary, or my friends' jobs.
That's always the case. But this White House seems very mindful that it cannot focus just on the war, that it does have to be seen as working hard to try to improve what is still a very sluggish economy. It is certainly going to be a 2 years where we do see the president trying to be seen as trying things in terms of trying to boost the economy.
Don Gagne is NPR's White House correspondent. Don, really glad you're working on this Sunday. Thanks very much.
Thank you.